Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice, along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, happy Monday. Welcome back to the Live Free Podcast. I am excited to do another solo episode today, just sort of recapping how I landed my first freelance client and what I learned along the way. Because being scared of not landing clients is the number one thing I am hearing from so many of you right now who are wanting to get started freelancing, but are stuck in the, I don't think I can do this phase, or being indecisive of like, should I, shouldn't I? So for those of you that are new and maybe haven't heard my full story from how I went from teacher to freelancer, I got started in the freelance space before I really even knew what freelancing was, or that what I was doing was called freelancing. The year was 2016. It was January, and I had a itty bitty 7-month-old baby girl that I desperately wanted to be at home with. This was like 3 months post returning to teaching from maternity leave. Christmas break was ending, and I was straight up miserable every single day. I'm talking like just deep pit in my stomach, anxiety, and in my neck and shoulders every day driving to school, just like wanting to vomit and wanting to throw up and wanting to find something different. So at this point, with how awful I was feeling and how miserable I was, my husband Colin and I, we had looked at the math multiple times to see, you know, if it was even possible for me to be a stay-at-home mom, for me to just quit teaching and just be at home with our daughter. So we looked at our budget and we looked at our expenses multiple times, and wasn't much that could be cut. Sure, we could have sold the house we just bought and found something for half the price. We could have sold a car, been a one-car family. We could have never, you know, gone on a date night again. I could never have gone to Target again and walked the aisles guilt-free, buying myself the expensive moisturizer instead of the off-brand kind. We could have agreed to never go on a family vacation, not have another child. But that wasn't the life that we wanted either. We didn't want to be stressed about money and affording life every single month, nor did we want to sacrifice every little luxury we could afford at the time. So quitting to solely be a stay-at-home mom wasn't an option for me. But neither was settling and accepting that I would have to be in the classroom forever and would just have to get used to that deep pit and just anxious feeling in my body, which was also kind of weird because going to school to get my degree, and even in my first few years of teaching, I thought I'd teach forever, or at least until I got free tuition for all of my kiddos. We go to a Catholic school here in Kansas City, and if you work in the Catholic school district, you get free tuition at the school you go to, and then half off at other schools in the diocese. So I was like, dang, that'll be amazing. I'll teach until at least all of my kids are through school. Well, funny how having a baby changes what we want and just how we view the world, right? Like, was that your guys' experience too? So anyways, that was kind of the backstory of where I was mentally, physically before I started freelancing and even really knew what freelancing was. So it was Christmas break and I was with my husband's family at the time. We were celebrating Christmas at the very beginning of January because of schedule conflicts with his extended family. And I shared with his cousin how I was feeling, where I was at, and what I was looking for. And basically what I was looking for was a way to work from home, make decent money, and be able to fit this work in around my schedule, my day with McLaren. So she told me about this website that posted these work from home jobs for moms that she was doing for moms who just want to work a few hours a day on their schedule. So I signed up for the subscription right away and started applying. I applied to anything and everything multiple times a week. Editing jobs, marketing jobs, customer service jobs, design jobs, admin jobs, anything I could get my hands on. I was so excited and really hoped that that was going to be my last semester in that classroom. This was my ticket out. I was so excited, but unfortunately it didn't go my way. By the time April rolled around and we had to sign our contract for the following year, I had not even had anyone interested in hiring me or talking to me. That's right. It was just straight up crickets from all of these jobs that I was applying for, which was weird because every teaching job I applied for, I got an interview. I was offered the job at 4 out of the 5 schools I interviewed with. So not even getting a response or an interview was very weird for me. So what I did, because I really needed a change, logistically wise, for the following year, I talked to my principal to go part-time and talked to Colin. We were able to work it out so that we could cut back on daycare. I would be teaching 2.5 days a week. We were on a block schedule. So I had the even classes. And on the days that I taught, I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a break except 20 minutes for lunch and the 5 minutes in between classes. So I taught from, you know, bell ring to bell end. And so I was a little bit more over part-time. So the way like finances worked, once we stopped paying for 3 days of daycare a week, because Colin's mom watched McLaren on the half day that I worked a week, it was basically break even. So I didn't get exactly what I wanted, but I was able to find a temporary solution to make the following year a little bit better. Despite that, though, I still felt really defeated and discouraged, and like I was only meant to be a teacher. Now, it was around this time when we were signing contracts and spring break, I sat and analyzed, what is going wrong? Like, why am I getting no replies to my messages and applications? And I sat down with a teacher friend who used to work in hiring, and she also did like resume writing and helped people land jobs. And she was another English teacher. This was one of her strengths. So I sat down and kind of walked her through what I was doing and all of that. And we realized it's because I am not tailoring my resume or cover letter for the individual positions I was applying for. I was sending the same copy paste resume and cover letter for everything. And guess what? It didn't work. So the first thing I learned in my long journey to land my first client was, number one, you have to customize and tweak every pitch or application for the specific person or specific job you are applying for or pitching yourself for. Now, here's the test. If you can send the exact same email and message to another business owner or job opportunity, and it makes sense, it's not personalized enough. Now, this doesn't mean you can't have a template that you use. You don't have to start from scratch, but it does have to be personalized each and every time. Yes, it takes a little bit more work, but the results are far better. Now, the second thing I learned, the emails and pitches you are sending cannot be humble. This is not your time to downplay your strengths and what you bring to the table. This is your time to shine. You also need to find the right balance here between short and sweet and enough detail and evidence to give them to see, oh, yes, this is who I want to talk to. This is who I want to potentially hire. So if you've been applying for jobs and not getting any responses, it's not about you or you not being good enough or cut out for this. Chances are the emails you're sending just need some work. If you're in the Live Free Academy, make sure you're using our templates. If you are, bring them to the coaching call. I will give you feedback. Because once I fixed my emails and resume, I did start to get emails back. And I see this for students in the Live Free Academy all the time. There was one gal who brought some pitches for me to look at. They were way too short. Like, hey, business name owner, I saw your job opportunity in the Live Free Academy job board, and I would love to work with you and be your virtual assistant. Attached is my resume and cover letter. No, that's not enough. They're getting emails from other people that are standing out and telling them about themselves and telling them about their strengths. That's your time to shine. Now, once I fixed my emails and resume and tailored it to each specific job opportunity, I did start to get emails back. I got some test projects and I got some interviews booked in late April and May and thought, oh my gosh, this is it. This is going to be my break. But it turns out I hit a new roadblock. Ugh, frustrating, right? I kept getting down to the final 2 to 3 candidates and was told we went with someone else, someone who had a little bit more experience. I kept hearing that same thing over and over and over again. And finally, around May, June, when we went on summer break and I had spent 4 to 5 months of applying and nothing to show for it yet, I took a little break and kind of gave up for a time being. It was summer. I really wanted to just rest and unplug and just recharge and enjoy my time with McLaren. But by the time the 4th of July rolled around and it was time to start thinking about going back to school and getting my classroom ready, I broke down. I committed to going back and pursuing landing one of these flexible jobs that were freelancing, but I didn't quite know that that was the term yet. So I had to figure out how to get around the what's your experience question. And at this point, that's where I realized, okay, this is where I think I'm losing people in the process. So one thing that you have to do as you're going through and trying to land clients, you have to really be able to take away the shame and the blame and look at some of the opportunities that you're given and that you don't land objectively to see, was there anything I could have done differently? Where did I maybe lose this person or go wrong? Sometimes there's something tangible you can do differently in the future. Sometimes it's not necessarily anything you did wrong or, you know, they just met someone who had a different qualification or they had a different connection with, and there's nothing you personally could have done better or differently. But so I did have to look at this and I realized, okay, I keep getting told this, we went with someone who had more experience. And so I sat there a little defeated again, because I'm like, oh, I can't change the experience I have or the experience I don't have, but what can I change? What can I do? I realized I can change how I share about my experience. So when people would ask me on calls, and I did a whole podcast episode on this, we can link to that in the show notes for this episode. So you can go and find that easily and really listen into that if you're maybe facing this block right now. So I started to change how I answered that question. I used to answer it just by saying, oh, I don't have any experience, but I am a fast learner. That wasn't enough for them to say, okay, you're our girl, the job is yours. So how I shifted my response, I was still honest and said, well, I don't have a ton of experience with X, but instead of saying I'm a fast learner and just ending it there, I ended with focusing on my strengths and what I did bring to the table. So for example, I don't have a ton of experience with social media management and doing it for business, but I am very familiar with social media from a user perspective. And, you know, at the bare bones, social media is just getting people talking about what you want them to be talking about, right, on your platforms. And one of my greatest strengths as a classroom teacher is getting my students engaged and talking about the themes of the books that we're reading. Now, I mentioned I teach sophomore English. So I'm teaching books like Beowulf and the Iliad and the Odyssey, these ancient literature texts that, to be honest, sophomores in high school really could care less about, but I'm able to get them talking. And so if I can get my students excited and engaged about Macbeth and Beowulf, I can get your audience excited and engaged about whatever it is you want them to be talking about. And it worked. Because once I switched that, I finally started to land clients and landed my first client. Yes, it was 7 months, almost to the day after I had started applying. But the fourth thing that I learned in this landing clients process is not to dwell on what experience you lack or don't have, and instead focus and build up the strengths and skills you do have. And this is a recurring theme. We actually sent an email about this last week too, is that imposter syndrome. There's so many people who, I'm guilty of this at times too in my own life, that are really good at different things and have really awesome strengths that they bring to the table, but downplay what those are. We get so caught in this bubble of, I've been a teacher my whole life, or I've been a stay-at-home mom my whole life, or I've been a nurse, or I've been in HR, or whatever it is that you do. And we can only see ourselves in that role, in that job. But what we're missing is looking at all of the soft skills and the strengths that we do bring to the table. So if you are looking at different freelance jobs and wanting to put yourself out there and or talking yourself out of putting yourself out there because you're like, oh, but I don't have X or I'm just a beginner. I want to encourage you to focus and build up your confidence around the strengths and skills you do bring to the table. Don't worry about what you lack. Focus on what you do have because there are business owners that are looking for that, but they can't find you if they don't know that that's your skill and strength. Now, I wanted to share this episode with you for a couple of times to one, share with you what I've learned along the way to hopefully help shortcut the time it takes for you to land your first client. But also, if it is taking you a little bit of time, I want to just remind you that there's no specific timeline you're on. Yes, sure, we'd like things to happen faster, right? But if it is taking you a little bit more time, or you are facing some roadblocks as you're getting started freelancing, that's okay. That's not a sign that you should stop and give up. If you're in the Live Free Academy, please make sure you are taking advantage of all the resources and tools there to support you. I would love to see you on the Wednesday coaching calls to look over your pitches. There's a lesson in step seven, just reminding you a lesson in step seven, how to evaluate what's working and what's not working. In that, there's a survey. Fill that survey out, bring it to the coaching call, send it to me an email. And from that, if you have any data, if you've been taking action, there will be something for me to look at and pull out and say, oh, hey, this is what I think we should work on. Or this is where I think if you improved in this area, you would see much better results. Typically in what I see the roadblocks are that people face, it's number one, either they don't have an understanding of who their ideal client is, so they're kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall. Number two, if they do know their ideal client, it's a matter of the email pitches not being great. And then number three, if they're getting responses and getting on discovery calls, something is happening on the call where potentially it's the what's your experience question that you need some work with on how to respond to that, like I did. So no shame if it is taking you a little bit longer, but reach out. I would love to help you and love to support you in moving forward. If you're not in the Live Free Academy yet, and you are looking for support as you build your business and land your first client, I would be honored and love to help you. The Live Free Academy can provide that shortcut, so it doesn't have to take you 7 months to land your first client. What we see as the best thing for new students in enrolling is first to have their solid foundation, and then two, come participate in our monthly Land Your First or Next Client Challenge. In those challenges, you're building consistency, you're building momentum. And on average, if you can be at least 75% consistent in doing what you need to do each day in the challenge, which you'll learn from step five in the course, students are able to land anywhere from 1 to 3 clients. We've even had students land 4 or 5 plus clients within 30 days, within the 30-day challenge or shortly after. And we've been seeing these results since we started tracking like 3 years ago. And we even saw that before then. We just didn't really start tracking until about 3 years ago. So I know what works to get started freelancing. Let me help you. Let me support you. The Live Free Academy will have everything you need. If you have any questions, want to chat through the program, just reach out to me on Instagram. I'm at Michaela.Quinn, or you can send me an email, hello@MichaelaQuinn.com. And I'm happy to talk through the program and how you can get started freelancing and landing clients as soon as possible. Again, I've been helping other women get started now for 6.5 years. I know what works. I know what you need to do. The Live Free Academy is tried, true, tested, and perfected. To get started landing clients, you need that solid foundation and you need to take consistent daily action. If you're doing those things and you're not seeing the results you want, I can be there to support you and help pinpoint what you need to fix so that you do land clients, you are able to reach your goals, and you are able to quit your job, be at home with your family, and have more time to enjoy the life that you are given. All right, have a great day. And I hope this episode was helpful. Please don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll see you next week. Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group.
Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.